Welcome to the What is Stoicism podcast.
Dwayne Hoover and Harry LeSabre are the names of two characters in Kurt Vonnegut's novel Breakfast of Champions. Dwayne runs a Pontiac car dealership and Harry is his sales manager. Part of the story sees Harry dress in a lettuce green leotard, straw sandals, a grass skirt and a pink t-shirt in the spirit of the dealership's Hawaiian Week sales promotion. Harry is apprehensive as to Dwayne's reaction. He's worried his choice of outfit may be viewed as outlandish. Vonnegut does a wonderful job of conveying the tension in Harry's mind as he approaches his boss, anticipating his judgment. Quote, "When Harry presented himself to Dwayne so ridiculously, every molecule in his body awaited Dwayne's reaction. Each molecule ceased its business for a moment, put some distance between itself and its neighbours. Each molecule waited to learn whether its galaxy, which was called Harry LeSabre, would or would not be dissolved." End quote. It can feel like this sometimes. We're so desperate for someone's approval that it seems like nothing else matters. We stop, get apprehensive, anticipate the worst. We brace ourselves for that all-important judgment. Will their reaction crush us? Will the galaxy of our molecules be dissolved? Our anxiety in these circumstances won't always be related to what other people think of our appearance, of course. But nonetheless, Seneca gives us some relevant advice in his 78th letter to Lucilius. Quote, "A man can display bravery even when wrapped in his bedclothes. Be your own spectator. Seek your own applause." End quote. The context of Seneca's assertion is that when a person is fighting bravely against an illness, when they're unconquered by fear and displaying the virtue of courage, it doesn't matter at all what they're wearing. Elsewhere, in his work Natural Questions, the Stoic philosopher asks why we should be indebted to someone else when we want to be praised sincerely. We can praise ourselves at any time. On the same line of thinking, the French philosopher Michel de Montaigne's encouragement was for us to be much less concerned with what the world says about us and much more concerned with how we talk to ourselves. It's a little sad that in so much of what we do, the first thing we consider is what other people will think about it. We disturb ourselves on that account. We allow our judgment to be coloured by the imagined opinion of someone else. And so at times we refrain from doing things we'd actually like to do, or go ahead and do things we'd actually rather not. The Stoic idea of freedom is that of being unreliant on externals, such as what others think of us, for our peace of mind. There's nothing wrong with enjoying praise and approval if it arrives, just as long as we aren't dependent on it. Depending on something outside of our control for peace of mind, after all, means that that peace of mind is likely to be absent for a large part of our lives. We simply can't summon it at will. To borrow Kurt Vonnegut's imagery, our molecules are constantly ceasing their business, constantly putting distance between themselves and their neighbours, constantly awaiting someone else's reaction. By placing such importance on what others think, we might just bring about our own dissolution. Perhaps if Harry LeSabre had studied Stoicism, he would have been more concerned with how he was talking to himself than what Dwayne Hoover thought of him. Then his molecules could have continued about their business, and he could have felt confident, brave, and free in his leotard, sandals, skirt, and t-shirt. To help us achieve this kind of freedom, I've constructed a short exercise that might help in situations like this by extending Vonnegut's molecule symbolism. I've called it the molecular pause technique. When to use it? Use a molecular pause technique whenever you feel discomfort or hesitation in your actions due to the fear of judgment. What do you use it for? Use this technique to remind yourself to be your own spectator and seek your own sincere praise. The idea is to cultivate courage and build confidence in your actions, independent of external validation. How does the molecular pause technique work? Find a safe, comfortable spot to sit down where you won't be disturbed for a few minutes. And let's work through the steps. Step 1. Close your eyes and envision yourself as a collection of molecules, each representing a part of your being. Notice how these molecules interact and react within you, going about their business to keep you functioning. Step 2. Recognize that you're currently allowing external validation to determine your peace of mind. Imagine that every molecule in your body has now ceased its business and is awaiting permission to resume. Step 3. Consider Seneca's idea of being your own spectator and seeking your own applause, as well as Montaigne's encouragement to prioritize self-talk over external opinions. Ask why your molecules should be beholden to something outside their control. What difference does it make to them? Step 4. Reflect on how your molecules might use these perspectives in such a way that their activity needn't be disturbed, pending the expression of someone else's opinion. Imagine the molecules continuing to cooperate closely, unconcerned with external judgments. Step 5. Envision yourself expressing your true essence and doing good in the world without fear of external judgment, allowing your molecules to derive strength and stability from self-approval and authenticity. You have considered your actions. You are sure the intentions behind them are good. Tell your molecules to proceed. Give yourself permission to live your authentic life. With regular practice of this molecular pause technique, we can begin to address the paradox that Marcus Aurelius wrote of in his Meditations. Quote, "I've often found it astonishing how everyone loves himself more than anyone else, and yet attaches less importance to his own opinion of himself than he does to what others think of him." Thanks for joining me for this episode of the What is Stoicism podcast. If you'd like to support the show, please consider taking a second to leave a rating and a review. It's a good way to let me know you're getting value from the content, and it helps more people discover the show. I appreciate your support. Thanks so much. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, I recommend checking out the Stoic Handbook podcast by John Brooks. It's one I've been a fan of myself for a while. It has great reviews. John publishes regular episodes that are always filled with practical wisdom, and it's available on all the usual podcast platforms. You can also find it on the web at stoichandbook.buzzsprout.com. Thanks again for listening.